Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner catching up now with Norwalk girls tennis coach Kristen Geisler. And Kristen, it seems like we just talked not too long ago for our 2025 spring season recap. Now it's the 2025 fall season preview. As we look ahead to the season, girls tennis has been moved to the fall now and starting already in August. You've already got a meet under your belt. You beat Ames 7-4 on August the 7th. Just kind of tell me about the transition of all of this, the quick turnaround from one season to the next.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mike. We started our practice on August 4th, and it has gone well so far. It's a new experience for all of us, and I feel like we've adjusted pretty well. Kind of like you said, there's a sense of, didn't we just do this? We just had a season, but any new endeavor, there's always going to be some kinks and to be worked out. And I would say that things have gone well so far. I'm making some mental notes like, okay, think about this for next season. You know, maybe do this differently, plan this a little different. But like we were just talking, we'll have it down for next fall. But everything's going pretty well. And we keep saying, you know, this is our first fall tennis season in the history of our program. So we keep saying things like, this is our first ever fall tennis practice. This is our first ever fall tennis meet. This is my first ever fall tennis interview. So we've got that going for us for a while, maybe not until the end of the season, but that's some kind of a running joke we've been going with the team. So
yeah, definitely will be a historic season for you. Tell me about the length of the season. How does it compare to what the spring was? When is the postseason and all that?
So it's pretty comparable to what we would have had in the spring. In the spring, we would typically start after spring break, which is around March 20th, and then our regular season would go probably into the first week of May, and then postseason is throughout the later part of May. So in the fall, we started August 4th. Our regular season will wrap up about the second week of September, and then postseason begins, like we have our conference tournament on September 11th, and then our 2A regionals will be the following week, and then team tennis, and then the state tournament is individual the first week of October.
Okay, so you guys will be getting done. I guess boys golf is comparable. They get done a lot sooner than some of the other sports, but yeah, you'll be getting done real soon, and you know, compared to some of the other sports.
Yeah, typically, you know, this is about a 2-month season, so it's fairly comparable to what we did in the spring, maybe a little bit shorter, but pretty much the same.
Well, as we look at kind of the pros and cons of it, the weather's got to be a huge thing, I would think. You're used to playing in a lot of cold, very windy days, especially in April. It gets a little bit warmer towards the end. Now you're starting the season in a lot of heat and humidity, and some days probably no breeze at all.
Yeah, definitely. Being in August, you know, the first couple days of practice, really good. We had good temperatures. We were really lucky. We did get some rain this week, so we did have our first ever indoor fall practice. And then yeah, we had our first meet, and it did get a little warm, so that's something that we'll work on, you know, the heat and those kind of things are different factors than we typically dealt with in the spring. I mean, you did have your really, really warm days, but yeah, I mean, when we played Ames last year, we were all in coats, hats, it was freezing, it was raining, so, you know, who knows if we'll see very many days like that in the fall.
Well, tell me about the team right now. How many girls do you have out for tennis? Is that number maybe up or down compared to the spring? And do you have more girls or less who are maybe sharing with other sports?
So our roster includes about 35 girls, which is about average. We typically average 40 on our roster every year. So we do have some girls that are trying tennis for the first time. Maybe they did another sport in their giving tennis a go, and we have a couple girls that are dual sporting, and they're trying to do, we primarily have dual sporting in volleyball and tennis, so again, that's a new endeavor for a lot of our athletes, and so far, so good. We're really trying hard to work together as two programs to see if we can make it work for our athletes to participate in both.
Well, I know you lost some pretty good seniors off that team in the spring, but a lot of familiar names back as well. How is the lineup shaping up at this point? I'm sure it's kind of still flexible at this point, but who are going to be some of your top players?
Yeah, we did graduate 4 of our players out of the top 10 last season. So we had a few spots to fill. And so far, we've got Logan Geisler played number 4 for us last year, and she is currently in the top spot. So that'll be kind of a new position for her, taking on that role of the number one, which can be challenging, but it'll be really good experience. She's going to gain a lot of good experience, and she'll face some really strong competition, and hopefully that will help her continue to develop her game. And then we have some familiar faces in our singles lineup. Leah Black is currently our number two, and she played number three for us last year. Sophomore Kierden Stockwell is three, and then we've got Elena Harder at four, Myla Brown at five, and JC Crane at six. So a couple new faces in the singles lineup, but a couple returners. So we do bring back some experience in that regard. So I was really pleased with the way we played against Ames. You know, you never know as the season begins, especially we only had three practices before our first meet, which is a little different. So you're thinking, boy, are we ready? But I was really pleased with our play. We were tied after singles, and we had some tough matches because Ames has a lot of really good, very good, strong players. And then our doubles, we won four of the five doubles. So our first meet went really well for us. So pretty happy with getting a win in that first meet.
And once again, we're catching up with Norwalk girls tennis coach Kristen Geisler on today's Laylee Radio Sports page. So still probably a lot of girls who are in that sophomore, junior area. I mean, do you have many seniors this year?
As a total program, I believe we have seven seniors. In our varsity group, we have JC Crane, who is our one senior. And then we do have a couple girls who are primarily in our doubles lineup this season. We've got Brooke McKinney and Lily Lane, who are both juniors now, and then as well as Savannah Wright, who's a junior. And we've got some younger kids kind of battling for some spots. We've got two freshmen, Quinn Fisher and Lily Lentz, who are possibly going to make their way into that lineup, and then another senior named Taylor Dvorak. So we're still kind of working on that lineup, figuring out who's going to go where. But yeah, I mean, I guess you can say still kind of fairly young with only one senior in our top 10.
So without a lot of seniors in that varsity group, who do you look to for leadership?
Well, I will say our senior, JC Crane, is one of our captains. She's been a great leader for us. And our junior group definitely are stepping up as leaders. But overall, I think we have a pretty good group of girls, and I'm not quite sure who's going to step up as the leader, but they have a lot of fun together and they work really well together. So yeah, very pleased with our team this season.
Yeah, the chemistry always such an important part of the team as well. I guess another part of the short turnaround from spring to fall, did you notice, is it a little easier to pick up where you left off with such a short off season?
Absolutely. So, you know, we didn't really put the rackets away. Where in the spring, you would maybe go into some summer work where you would play some tennis in the summer. But then many of the players might not get out a racket again until the weather, you know, they'll go through the fall, winter. And then once the weather gets better, maybe get out and hit. But we took maybe a week or two off after the spring season, and then we got right into our summer schedule. So, you know, that's definitely a benefit, that the girls are in pretty good form and they've played a lot of tennis all summer long, and that goes straight into the fall season. So that's definitely benefiting our team.
Your schedule, is it about the same as it was in the spring, or are there some differences?
It's pretty much the same. We do have the ability, because we are still kind of in the summer month of August where school hasn't started, we've got a few more meets that are triangulars where we have more than one team coming. So we just have the ability to do that, and the girls aren't missing school. So we've got a couple more of those on our calendar. Our conference schedule's pretty much the same. And in our non-conference schedule, we have Ames. We have Urbandale, Fort Dodge, Ballard, North Polk, Waukee. And I think that is it for our current non-conference schedule. So a few teams that are new on our schedule, but I think overall pretty similar to what we've played in the past.
Okay, and just one more for you, Coach, before I let you go. The goals and expectations for the season, where do you see this team going? What are they capable maybe of doing in the conference and then beyond?
I feel that after, you know, watching us play yesterday in Ames, we've definitely got some potential. So hopefully we continue to work all season long to keep reaching that potential. I think we can do some good things in the conference. We've got some pretty strong teams in our conference, as always. So I think a lot of these players on our team got some good experience last season as freshmen or sophomores, and I think that's really going to carry and help them develop throughout this season and then into the following fall. So I think we're just going to continue to make growth every season. So I'm excited to see what these guys can do.
All right, that's Norwalk girls tennis coach Kristen Geisler. Warriors already got their season underway, and we'll look forward to following you throughout this season. Good luck, coach. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Mike.